Obedience to Law. June 12, 1884. In the Sunday School Lessons for the Christian at Work, we make an extract from an article headed Obedience to Law. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. Proverbs 8, verse 15. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Proverbs 8, verse 16. There is no argument there that monarchy is his preference. On the contrary, when his people first wanted a king, he was exceedingly displeased, because it was a declaration that they no longer desired him as their theocratic governor. Nevertheless, in accordance with their wishes, he gave them a king, just as, in accordance with our wishes, he gives us a president. In other words, he ordains that no nation can exist without an authoritative head. Whether that head shall be emperor or king or president or democratic judge, he leaves to the particular nation to determine for itself. Therefore, the vox populi, in choosing magistrates, becomes vox dei, and the duty of the citizens immediately follows to show the magistrates respect, reverence, and obedience within certain limits. To resist the magistrate in the just and lawful exercise of his power, to resist God. And is a sin, a crime, deserving damnation, or, as the word is better understood, judgment, such as comes from God's disapprobation. If, however, the magistrate transcends his civil authority and attempts against the citizen's conscience, conscientious enlightenment by the clear word of God, to require wrong things, then the citizen, rising to a higher law, is justified in refusing obedience, saying with Peter and the other apostles before the council, "We ought to obey God rather than man." The discrimination is emphatically brought out by our Lord in the injunction, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Matthew 22, verse 21. Within the sphere of civil relations, Caesar is supreme. Within the sphere of moral and religious duties, God alone is supreme. And so also, it is the duty of children to obey their parents, and wives their husbands, and servants their masters, each according to his sphere and its just limitation.